morning, Vietnam.
Don't do fucking drugs.
What's up, everybody? This is episode 77 of the Bay Podcast. If you notice, we're doing it live. You know, Bill O'Reilly?
Yeah, baby. Come on. Fuck it. Do a live.
Yeah, we're doing a live with some video instead of the usual audio. New format we're going to try. Basically, if you've been watching our YouTube channel, this is kind of the talk, but now it's the podcast. So we're no longer hiding our faces. Yeah. So we'll try this format for a while. It actually probably quadruples at minimum all the work I got to do for a lousy podcast episode. But if people prefer it this way, then I'll keep on doing it. So let me know in the comments, or comments, message me, whatever, if you like it this way, to see our stupid faces instead of hearing our stupid voices. Now you get to hear both. So other than that, we plan to talk about stuff outside of Bay as well. Obviously, when we get more guys, I think the plan is to either do it this way with this format in the hooch, or we'll do it like a Teams meeting kind of thing where, because, you know, we're so spread out all over the Northeast that it's not really feasible to get guys to come out here all the time. So future episodes may actually have us like the Brady Bunch with, you know, a square here, there, and do stuff like that, which is fine. It's the age, you know, the digital age that we're living in that we can do that, which is great. Obviously, I prefer to be doing in the hooch. I think the bigger episodes like the correctness and maybe the 2-hour special during the summer, right before the big event, we'll try to get more guys in here. Frucci's pretty close to me, so when it's either going to be by myself or us two, we'll probably do it this way. Mm-hmm. All right? So, yeah, let us know if you like it this way. If not, we'll go back to just doing audio and then just the picture collage on the YouTube. I think since we put it on YouTube, a lot more guys have been listening, or at least, or switching to the YouTube versus the Spotify and our website. So we're expanding on that. We're trying to keep doing what's successful, and, you know, we throw shit on the wall, see if it sticks. If it does, we put more shit on top of it. So, okay, let's get into it, and let's talk about what Bay's working on as of right now, which I guess I'm contradicting what I said earlier about talking about stuff that's outside of Bay. But we still have a lot going on. It's the off season. It's really the period right after our big event is really like our dead period, which is an overstatement too, because we hit the ground running after every event.
Of course.
That Sunday, we take a break Monday, which is maybe like unpacking our shit from the big event.
Yeah.
But then that week, we're back going to work. We're back working on the next year's event. I'm trying to think what we have planned for the fall into the winter. The NVA, Mark Herman, Johnny Bullfrog, and Zach Boylan, the Bay contingent, the Bay cadre of the NVA side, they really hit the ground running, and they're working on building up resources for everything NVA to the NLF. So the Pavin forces, the NLF forces, they'll have a lot more resources to work from to put impressions together. And we're working together to build a resource page, which just wouldn't be for the North Vietnamese side, but also the USGIs, the ARVN, and the CIGI forces will be all on our website. It'll be all in one location. I know a few people have complained this year and previous years that our buyer's guides and our guidelines for how to put together an impression weren't so easily obtainable. You know, they're usually just listed on the event pages. So I'm going to make a source where they're all there, and when they're updated, we update it there, and that's where you're directed to when we say this is correct or this needs to be changed. I know Frucci, in the past, you've used the buyer's guides, right? For the NVA, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's something that Stramp's working on. I gotta get on his ass to see where he's at with those, so we can get that stuff up on the resource site as well. I would expect, as of this recording, resource site is probably a week away from going live. And which is perfect timing because it's when all of our events are starting to get announced, and we'll have that stuff coincide and be ready to go. All right, so what else do we have, Mooch? Last night, September 20th, we had our first Bay Gaming event, which is something that we are working on with Discord and our awful Discord community, which I don't think they deserve anything like this, but we're trying to be cool and have something going on during the winter. So we had a few guys. We had the server almost full. I think total were 7 guys playing on and off through the night playing Minecraft. We call it Baycraft. I put together a Star Wars themed world. So we had people running around fighting Jawas and Stormtroopers as zombies instead of the zombies, which is pretty funny because then you get the little baby zombies running around, you know, because which are, you know, there's baby zombies, mm-hmm. but they're baby Stormtroopers running around the world trying to kill you. So it was pretty fun. The server's live. It's I actually went out and built a realm, so you can go on anytime, 24/7, and play Minecraft compliments of Bay. So definitely use the server. Once the server dies out, I'll move on. We'll move on to something else. But we will do other events like that. I thought it was pretty fun for the first time doing it. Yeah, it's definitely a Discord community exclusive. We won't really advertise it on, you know, the Facebook or Instagram. It's really get the information on Discord. But yeah, I had fun playing. I hope the guys that did play had fun. Minecraft is such a weird game. It's crazy that it's actually hell. It's over 10 years old.
Yeah, it is over 10 years old.
2011, I think, came out.
Yeah, 2011 so, it yeah. came out. And, well, I definitely have some ideas to share with you. Yeah. Well, afterwards, yeah, well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. But there's other, yeah, there's other plenty of other stuff. There's the Arma.
Arma Reforger.
Reforger, Prairie Fire, we can do. I mean, I was thinking of making it as simple as possible for the beginning, just to get people hooked into the event. Like, doing games that are, like, Among Us is an easy game to get into.
Yes.
And it's free. So that's why, like, Minecraft, I feel like it's cheap. If you don't have it, but most people had it.
Right.
So, and it's something you can play cross-platform, which Arma, I don't know if you can play.
Arma, you can cross-platform.
You could, okay. So then something we can look into.
Absolutely.
But I think going forward, we'll do something maybe once every few months, if not every once a month. I'm not sure yet. Right now, we have the Minecraft server event happening every Saturday for now, but we can change the day, see what people think. Hopefully guys get, you know, more guys hop on. It's a limit to 10 people at a time, but you know, if you're playing one night and I jump on one night, it's so many people involved over time, so it might be kind of cool to do. So we'll keep it going. So play Minecraft, play the Bay Minecraft server. The info is on the Discord, our Discord server.
That's pretty exciting.
All right, let's see what else. So I jumped on this early. Sabia was awesome and took pictures of the baseball game. And that's probably the most coverage we had at Green Lightning, you know, other than just like base photos, was the actual baseball game. All film photos from his, 35mm cameras. So they look like old baseball photos. So I went off and made a whole bunch of baseball cards. And all the guys were like, oh, these are awesome. Let's get them printed out. So I was like, all right, I think the baseball cards is a cool idea, but I took it one step further and made it into the 2026 calendar, which was always like a small fundraiser, semi-successful. I hope the baseball cards, at least for the guys who played the baseball game, would be interested in doing this and buying a calendar. It's obviously the 12 months, but I also made smaller, I made cards as well. And the cards are featured on the calendar pages. So, like, even if you're not on the big page, you may have a card, like, in the corner or something like that of you playing. So, if you played, odds are if you played the baseball game, you'll at least have a card.
Yeah.
Ferrucci is into making a baseball game out of the cards. I'm not against it. Strasburg, I talked to Strasburg about it. He was actually supposed to be on this podcast. So, I talked to him yesterday, and he gave some of his input. He actually came up with a good idea, is maybe making an expansion to the Bay card game of adding, you know, players of the baseball game at Bay events. Maybe that's something we can add into. I really need to gauge interest on either way. You know, if it's yeah, add it to Bay Bay, I would buy the expansion, or a standalone like APBA baseball game where, you know, you're rolling dice based on guys' stats. That would be really cool and fun. It's obviously a lot of work for me, so it needs to be like, I need to have a certain amount of people to be like, yes, I'm buying that, I'm into it, yes, do the work. So we'll maybe put a poll out. Again, let me know on feedback if you're watching or listening. Let us know. Let us know, really. It's a community thing, obviously. It's a what do you call it? A fan service to the community?
Absolutely. And I feel like it'd be a great opportunity to just continue spreading out, you know, the card games that you've created. And because we had such a blast playing baseball, I mean, I'm sure everybody would love to, you know, play the games even with friends who aren't even involved with our community.
Yeah.
And that's where I would be a fan of it. Like, I could
So let me ask you then.
Sure.
You think going the route of adding it to the Bay Bay, you know, in a Bay Bay expansion of, like, the baseball game, we'll give it a cute little name, or a standalone baseball game?
I'd be in favor of a standalone game.
Yeah.
But it's still from the same creators of Bay Bay.
Bay Bay. Okay. Yeah, it's something to look into. It's early stages. I would say I wouldn't even start that until 2026, early 2026, probably in the winter. If I do go the Bay Bay route, I would illustrate all those characters. I wouldn't use, because it wouldn't fit the, you know, I don't think the style would fit if I'm using the cards. The card game, I would actually just use the same style that we already did. And then on the other side would be the player stats of, like, how the game mechanics work. And it wouldn't be like, complicated. I would try to make it as simple as possible and fun. So stay tuned for that. But seriously, let me know what you guys think. Any ideas you have, like, even if it's like, yeah, Liam, that's dumb, I wouldn't buy it. I don't think other guys would buy it. I'm like, okay. But
I feel pretty confident that they would be interested in a baseball game.
Especially if it has themselves in it.
Of course.
Right. All right, so that's one thing. And then the last thing we're working on, which is probably going to start filming in November, is Hooch, the Bay Show, which is a short sitcom. You know, the episodes will be 3 to 5 minutes long. And it'll be little comedy sketches taking place in the Hooch. We'll dress it up more to be more of like a operational base. Figure it's already kind of like a TV show set to begin with. Think MASH meets Gomer Pyle, what's that World War II show?
Oh, Combat?
Combat, yeah, something like that. It's just a matter of getting everybody together and on filming days. So we haven't really figured that out, like the schedule. As I said earlier, it's tough to get everyone coordinated. But for something like that, if we're like making use of our time and filming content, we'll get guys, you know, guys will show up. Scripts have already been written. I want to say like scripts for at least like half the first season is already done. So it's just a matter of getting that done and figuring out, all right, this guy is going to be on this episode, so he needs to come filming for day one filming, and we try to get all those episodes that he's in done. So a guy like Ferrucci is featuring in a decent amount of them, so he's probably going to have to be a little more flexible and probably come to all the filming days just to fit him in. But that's the idea. But it's going to be fun. Like, even coming up with all the ideas and talking about it, it's already been fun. Like just little comedy sketches based on real things that have happened at events in between us just working on this all year round. So you're kind of getting like a comedic delivery of like the Bay experience, which in a way, which is kind of cool. So and it's going to be stylized like one of those like 1960s sitcoms. So it's still like, you know, I'm going to kind of give it like a cheesy intro, and that, so it'll be fun. It'll be fun.
So we'll have a nice laugh track to add to.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Okay. So now with the new format and showing all the visual, we're going to put a production value behind our podcast. So here's our first segment.
It's time for Stirring the Pot.
And here's Stirring the Pot. Today's subject is last minute backouts. And this is one that Ferrucci came up with, so I'm going to give him the reins on it, and I'll comment on it as he goes.
All right, thank you, Liam. So, it's, I understand everyone has their lives. We all got something else going on. Some of us got, you know, other hobbies, you know, wives, girlfriends, families, etc. But nothing is worse than not being able to show up, especially when you've already paid for the event and you literally backed out within maybe the last 2 or 3 days before the event even started. So it kind of messes up the process, you know, if you're a person of position and you were needed for something else. And so what I'm getting at with that is, if you do sign up for the event, be mindful to take the time off necessary if you do have right. the time to take off, because like I said, some individuals are definitely needed for our events. I'm not trying to sound...
And well, here's the thing too, like, all right, like, shit happens, we get that. But the events are already posted. Like, I mean, the events are already posted with the dates. So like, depending on how your job is, if you have to put in the time now, put it in. If you know you're going, but even before you bought the ticket, put it in. You know, guys, this year was tough. We've talked about that in the past where we, not just staff, but even like regulars, shit happens. And it was maybe one of those weird years, but like a lot of times, like, I think like, it's just, you just didn't get the time off, put in, or you're not as committed. And like, no, we can't force you to be committed to this, but it's like, if you wanted to go, and we're assuming you wanted to go by because you signed up and you backed out 3 days before, and what? You said, oh, I couldn't get off of work. It's like, why didn't you try to get off of work months ago? Right. So, I don't know. I think it's a touchy subject.
But I think it is necessary to talk about it. Look, I myself had that issue too. I mean, including this year. I know I had some issues outside of what went on, and obviously you understood, but it wasn't a particularly great feeling knowing I got to miss out on two events, especially the big event, because of said reasons. But I still did something to help out in one way or another. Yeah. I'm not saying that's what everyone has to do, but at least communicate with Liam or one of the staff members to talk about, you know, what's the deal and how we can work through that, right, instead of just ignoring them and then just going about your business. And then it just makes things a little bit awkward.
Yeah, I mean, it, at the end of the day, like, especially with the staff guys or even the guys who come to help out, it's all a volunteer force. So, like, if you can't show up or you don't want to show up for whatever reason, there's no, we can't fault you. I just, like, I look at it as, like, I need the reassurance that people are interested in doing this for me to keep on going to doing this every year. And spending hours a week, if not, you know, like, it's a second job for me that doesn't pay, you know? So, like, the only pay I have is guys showing up and telling me they enjoyed it. So if you're backing out and this is not a priority for you, then that's telling me that, yeah, this is not worth it to you. So then what am I doing? I gotta reassess that. That's the big thing. I don't want to, I guess stirring the pot is such a strong thing for this, because it's like, well, if I don't get my way, I'm taking my ball and I'm going home and I'm not doing this anymore. But it's like, it kind of is the way it is. That's the point of all of this, this hobby and doing this event.
And, you know, I know we've had, you know, what we said about certain individuals, but most of the people that do go to our events are, you know, more than, you know, are very appreciated. Of course. That's a majority. Yes. Know, and so those who sign up, we always, like I said, have a great time with them. And of course we want them to come back just to, like I said, for the sake of camaraderie. And like I said, adding to that experience, you know, when you have certain personalities or and you know, that are there, you know, it does make a difference. And like going backtracking a little bit, like this year it sunk for me because I wasn't there for some of the events.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to be there.
Well, like I would say for you, for your situation, yeah, you'd argue like someone watching this would be like, "Boy, that motherfucker wasn't there. He's a hypocrite." Sure. But you did show up on that Sunday to haul all the crap. You came for the Christmas party. You came for the baseball team, the baseball game, because you were running one of the teams. Mm-hmm. And you were there packing up. You were probably the last one done that day. Mm-hmm. Think about it in terms of having to drive to Sully's to get the trailer back. So, like, it's weird. You kind of were involved you had a stake in. It
was a necessity, though, because I had to haul, and, unfortunately, nobody else could pull that trailer.
Right.
But obviously, I know it's a different story because I'm staff.
Yeah.
Whereas for newer members or non-staff members, you're still a priority to us either way.
Oh, every guy is. Every guy. So, even guys who just don't show up at all, and you can look at it as like, oh, well, they paid. We got their money. But it's like even if you're looking at it from like financially, like the field's already paid for, so we'd rather you come because we want the number. It's not like we're getting a free donation. No, you're already paid for. We want you to come.
Well, yes, and it's also benefits, for next year. So when you do pay for those tickets and come to the events, it's going to benefit for a better experience the year after.
Yeah.
So it's the small things like fixing the mule or one of the deuces.
Right.
Or even paying off, the amount of food that we're paying, that we're getting from a local supermarket, whether it's, whatever it is, the rice, drinks, everything. That's what all the money goes into. And look, obviously none of us have an issue being transparent about that. And like I said, we're more than happy to tell you what it is. Because if we don't have that sort of funding, then we can't provide that better experience. We may not have that much food next year.
Right, because now we're gauging even this year we had a lot of food left over because a lot of the guys who bought the meal pass didn't show up.
Right.
So we had a lot, which is a good problem to have, but it's like next year we're going to be like, oh, wait, that was a waste. It messes up our numbers, I guess, if you're looking at it that way.
But at the end of the day, it's all about producing, an incredible event, an experience that will forever stay in your mind. So even if you stop playing, stop reenacting and playing airsoft, that's always going to be that one memory that sticks out in your mind. And you say to yourself, wow, I went to a Broken Arrow experience. And, it was something that I'll never forget.
So let me ask you this. What's the message of Stirring the Pot right now? This segment of Stirring the Pot.
Letting it be known that if you do have an issue with time in trying to get to our events and you can't make it, please communicate with us.
Okay.
We will be more than understanding.
And put the time in now.
Yes.
Put the time in now to get off. If you're one of those municipal jobs that you need to put it in at once New Year's hits, do it. If you know you're going, put it in. Worst case scenario, you can't make it, and then you have that week off anyway, or you just rescind it. I don't know. I don't know how it works for your job, but put the time in. You know the dates. The dates are already posted. So, all right, let's move on to the next thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Let's move on to the event update. So we'll tie it in with the last Stirring the Pot. So two of the three events that we have slated in already are booked, which is really good.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. The first one is the big event in August, which Ferrucci actually said he's like, it's more in July now. I was like, yeah, we got to wait for the week to reset. So then it's, but anyways.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Tiger Mountain, which is July 25th to August 2nd. It's booked for the Warwick Conference Center in New York. So we've been there for the last 2 years. So this will be our third year back. We still haven't even scraped all of that field yet. We haven't even used all the parts of that field yet. So really excited to focus on some places that we haven't really humped in yet for next year. So that's really cool. And the other one is our training event, our reformatted and revamped up training event, Bay Condo, which is May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at Old Bethpage Village Restoration. Also in New York, that's on Long Island. Really cool site. It's like a 1800s era village, and they give us access to all the service, all the amenities and services we need there. Really cool site. So I'm happy to be doing that there. We really need guys, even guys who've gone to FIT. This is like the next phase of FIT, the next evolution of it. And so you'll be learning more. We'll be going over a lot of stuff that we do at Bay, or even staff has felt like, you know what, we need to work on X, Y, and Z for a better experience. And I'll be honest, the guys who go to Fit or have been to at least one, big difference compared to the guys who don't go at all. I'd argue a guy that's gone to Fit and then his first event has been better prepared than a guy who's been going to our events for like 5 years without ever going to Fit. I just think you see it.
Well, you do need that consistent training.
Yes. Yeah.
No matter what. I mean, even if you may be, you know, you consider yourself an excellent airsoft player, but at least, you know, having a better understanding of squad tactics, you know, or just quite frankly, you know, resharpening those skills that you may not have used.
Of course.
I mean, because I know I can speak for the both of us. We haven't really been playing that much airsoft the last couple of years.
No.
So, I'll speak for myself. It's just nice to rehash that. Yeah. And then once I get to the big event, then I'm definitely prepared. And like I said, it's a smoother transition rather than just like, oh my God, what am I doing? Was he talking about, you know, LOAs and, you know, SILs and all that stuff?
Yep.
You have an understanding.
Okoka, right? That's your one.
Okoka. Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to make you do it.
Yeah.
But, We'll talk about Bay Condo coming up. We'll focus the whole event, whole podcast episode to it. And then Calm Duck, which is I'm basing it off the book called Bait, and it's the Battle of Calm Duck in the same time frame as Tiger Mountain, just centered around a special forces camp that gets overrun. So once we know where Calm Duck is going to be, we'll post it on the website, and tickets will go on sale at Black Friday. Okay, so let's move on to our next segment.
Supply Run Spotlight.
All right, so this is the first. This is called Supply Run Spotlight. And the purpose of this is to highlight things that either guys in the hobby have made and they're selling, a cool product that we found that could be useful for the hobby, or stuff that maybe Bay selling that's a new product, you know, whatever it is. I'm trying not to make it a commercial, you know, an infomercial. It's not going to be like that, but it's really just cool stuff that we're making to sell. A good example would be maybe Polak grenades that he made and was successful with selling at the event. So the first item we're going to show for this new segment is Sabia's AWOL bags. All right, so he made these a few weeks ago. I don't know, I'm not going to take credit for it as a prompt, but I asked him if he could custom make a camera bag and a period, you know, something period looking. And he had access to all of this, like, old new canvas from a whole bunch of stretchers. So he took it and repurposed them and made these awesome bags. So they're like hard canvas, really protective. He specially made me a little protective pockets for cameras to put into this bag, but he's selling them on like all the sale sites on Facebook for $70 plus shipping, and it's worth it to me. It's such a cool bag. It's correct for us. It's something that you would private purchase. All his versions have his little tag in there that's saying Saigon Joe, I believe, or Sergeant Martin, maybe. I think it's Saigon Joe, but he even added the little name tape in the back here, or in the front here, so you can put your ID tag and stuff like that. Really cool item, really well made. So here's the custom pouches he made for me for my cameras to protect them. But if you look, it's reinforced on the inside. I can show it. It's reinforced on the inside, so he's got this old double sewed and hemmed, and it's really nice. And he also put nylon bottom on here to protect it a little bit better on the ground. So it's reinforced with the handles. Everything is pretty legit. Zippers are legit as well, you know, old stock. So it's such a nicely made bag. And I think it's really cool.
I think it's definitely a must have, especially if, you know, for those who come in with like plastic bags.
Yeah.
Or something maybe that is a little more, I guess, like, not flamboyant, but I guess like a you know, a different color, like a blue shopping bag, yellow, you know, something.
I mean, you know, think about it event-wise, right? You can put your, you can put a change of underwear, socks and stuff in here, so you just have it out, ready to go,
right,
where all your stuff might be buried in a footlocker, or put your batteries and all your BBs and all that crap in here, so that's ready to go in all one
place. I might just put my helmet in there.
Helmet would probably fit, yeah. Yeah, it's like a smaller version of the pilot's bag, which I use the pilot's bag now over the duffel bag. So I'm definitely going to be using this for events. I probably will put my cameras in here.
I really like the quality of stitching that he put into it.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, that's synonymous with the quality that, you know, Saigon Joe does. And this definitely looks like it definitely could take some wear and tear.
Yeah.
So I'm very, always, I'm always impressed by the quality of work that Joe does.
Yeah, he makes a lot of cool stuff, and this one is a definitely
the zipper is definitely of good quality,
yeah,
too. So,
oh yeah.
So it's definitely not going to go anywhere. Maybe I should review it at the Moochies.
And at the Moochies episode, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But yeah, I just like the giving the canvas another purpose, like, because, you know, if someone who owns stretchers, Vietnam era stretchers, World War II era stretchers, they are a pain in the ass to just to store, to bring anywhere. You end up just, most people give them away because they don't want to deal with them. So finding a new use for that canvas and making stuff like this, to me, is such a cool thing.
Absolutely.
So yeah, definitely check it out. He's posted all over Facebook. I don't know if he's selling it on his Etsy. If it does, I'll add the link in the
And I believe he also has Instagram, too.
Yeah.
With Sergeant Martins.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, Joe Sabia, check him out on Facebook. Definitely. He's been sharing. I know he's been sharing all, like, the garage sale pages on Facebook and stuff like that. The World War II sale page, the Vietnam sale page. So, yeah, give it a look.
Definitely worth it.
It's Joe Sabia and Lifer Hacks.
Thank you, and welcome to Lifer Hacks, a series dedicated to improving the well-being and authenticity of reenactors that attend Broken Arrow events, thus raising the bar for the event itself. Lesson 1 of Lifer Hacks, tips and tricks for the trails, stay off the trails. Noise discipline is critical. Look at the ground in front of you. Pick up your feet and set them down. Laziness is infectious, and discipline can slip, creating a chorus of clamorous clodhoppers. But stepping lightly has also been proven to be contagious once people realize it's a group effort. Don't let your team down by treading on twigs or snapping saplings. This is Sergeant Sabia signing off. Show some respect and come correct.
Our last thing to talk about is our letters from the community. It used to be questions from the listeners, but so now we're not really, I guess you are technically listening if you are still listening to this on Spotify.
Yeah.
So here's a letter from the community. It's, are you guys going to do the Power Bay sweepstakes again? And this comes from somebody named John Radish. So the quick answer is yes, we're doing it again. We've talked about it. We already have it in plan, it's beyond planning phase. I think it's really just comes down to what the prizes are going to be. We'll probably announce the Power Bay sweepstakes when the Bay calendar goes live, and the Bay calendar goes live, I want to say at the end of September.
So stay tuned, and we'll be looking towards, you know, all the sweepstake, you know, prizes that are gonna that yep. we're gonna represent, and we can't wait for you all to sign up, and hopefully you get to win this year. Who won this year?
Andrew Marshall won the rifle. So, yeah, so Andrew Marshall won the rifle, and the prize winners, I think, were pretty fair for, like, guys who needed that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that we added staff back into the mix, because they earn that right to win the prizes just as much as anyone else.
Of course.
So, we'll see what we have for prizes this year. Maybe we'll add to what we had. I think the number of prizes for what it was still pretty good. Your odds were pretty good to win something. You know, it was like, I think we had 6 to 7 prizes for a pool of, 60 different people, which is pretty good. You know, and people had multiple entries. So the chances are pretty good to win something.
Well, I'll be looking towards the draw next year, right before the event start. And
yeah, that was fun.
That was a lot of fun. So definitely stay tuned in for that as well when we live stream the results once you all sign up for that.
Yeah, so viewers, listeners, Bay fans, anybody who buys stuff from us, especially John Radish, stay tuned and we'll make announcements for like bonus stuff. Like for instance, the calendar, when that goes live, I'm probably going to make it a bonus item where you get two entries if you buy the calendar during its pre-order phase or something like that. We'll always do stuff like that to kind of promote sales, but also like get people entered into the Powerbay sweepstakes.
Well, once again, it's going to be another exciting year for 2026 for Bay.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So one thing I need to be mindful of in the future, if we're going to do podcasts this way, is that if people are listening, we need to like kind of describe the stuff we're showing, especially for the supply
run. Hey, just let it be known how we represent it. What you like, what you don't like. Look, we're not afraid of the truth. So, tell it like it is.
We know we're shitty.
All right, so we'll speak for yourself, okay?
Fair.
There's always room for improvement. So, let us know. Doesn't matter where exactly. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Talk to us. We always respond.
All right, guys. Thanks for watching. This is Big Bay out.
And don't forget to like and subscribe. Yeah. Jesus fuck.
Say it real quick because the camera's about to turn off.
And don't forget to like and subscribe. I'm Ferrucci. Later.
So, we have a thing for the first version of this is Sabia's AWOL bags.
Alright.
Oh. Oh boy. So move over a little bit. All right, so the first.
Immediately ask him, you know, are you recording?
Well, I'm hitting record just to see.
And
make sure.
I got up to the service counter. I asked the gentleman, hey, you know where the bathroom is? He says to me, yeah, you know, you just got to go behind aisle 10 and then take a right. So that's what I do. I go to the bathroom behind the double black doors. And I look around, so there isn't a camera. To the best of my knowledge, there wasn't a camera. So bro, when I tell you, as soon as I put the seat down, I was starting to feel that thing fucking crunch.